I'd meet them once a week. I'd go down there. So ain't no telling where I might. And riding around down there, walking around down there, there's no telling where I might meet one of those girls, you understand? And I was just scared that he going, you know what I'm talking about, that he was just going to say I said something to the girl, or maybe did something to the girl, and they'd sue me for my farm, you know. So I just asked him to move off, you know. And I told him why I was asking him to go. And he said, well, Jim, I would just dare one of those girls to say something like that, because I know you'll never seem like even saying anything like that. But that's just one of them saying, this old man up here, he maybe got him some proof and said that he did see me say something to the girls. Or I might, you know, say just anything, you know. Being out in the country, you know. Yeah, he was out in the country and he'd be going through bushes and woods and things like that. And those girls, I don't know, they're just big girls and they were just country people and they was real nice, you know. They were just nice as they could be. I never seen them like it before. He raised tobacco, he raised wheat, he raised rye, he raised corn. And he just, I don't know, sorghum. He was the best fellow I ever know. That's the biggest mistake I ever made in my life. If I left him on there, and when, about a year after he left, this old man up there, old Hillary, he died. Named Tom Johnson, I'll never forget. That's kind of died. People had. Yeah, if I could just let him stay there next year. I had the farm right now, and then it just hit the tent. I had a good big house on it. A good big two-story house on it. And it's kind of died. It's just about a year after they left. If I let them stay there, it'll make a lot of money. I made a lot of money, but, you know, I messed up quite a bit of money. You know, you just, I don't know. I know I went to Chicago, see Joe Lewis's fight once, and I had two other friends go in. So that was back in the early 40s. So on our way back, one of them says to me, he said, hey Jim, I said, well, says, let's put up $2,000 a piece, and we are almost alone, couldn't we? I said, He said, we'll charge him a quarter on a dollar. That's back in the 40s, you know. That was just outrageous, charging a man a quarter on a dollar, you know. And I said, all right. So I didn't see him for about 2 or 3 weeks. And I just studied over there. I said, now, I really just can't charge nobody a quarter on a dollar back in them days, you know. Of course, it's just the time now, you know. I said, 25 cents on a dollar? And you take these people's homes and pawn and charge them a quarter on a dollar, they'd never be able to pay it. So I see him about 2 or 3 weeks. He said, hey, Jim, says, you going to do it? I said, no, I don't think I will. So they went on to that. As I say, I'm really thankful. They got rich in their day, and I'm poor and still living. Yeah, so they got rich in this. They're dead.
They charged quarter on the dollar.
This next place right down here, called Mount Pleasant, the man down there, they sent them men to penitentiary. See, they were charging them poor people down there a quarter on a dollar. That's for a week. If you boy, you boy.